I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. North Korea is flexing its nuclear muscle to let the world know that it's a force to be reckoned with. At the same time, about 70% of the population needs food aid just to survive. Not for the first time, China's being looked to bring Pyongyang to heel. Alpha Relief's Ben Gabriel wonders,
how do we respond to that? And how do we as Christians perceive these global situations in relation to the advance of the gospel?
Alpha Relief is the humanitarian arm of Global Advance. And with the North Korean situation so precarious, this is a call to action.
We want to make sure that we have a level mind, a level head about it, and understanding how the gospel is advancing, and then find a way to get involved.
That's why we need to be informed, he says, so we know how to pray.
Pray for these people, pray for their safety, and also pray for their provision and that the gospel would continue to advance there.
And there's some excellent news coming out of this weekend from Pakistan. Last year in Lahore, a terrorist attack took place targeting Christians. This year, a similar one was planned. Thankfully, though, it was foiled in a raid. FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
The security forces were able to seize the hijack explosives from the possession of the terrorist. So for some Christians, after they hear this news, they're breathing a little bit of a sigh of relief.
The foiled attack didn't actually come as protection for Christians, but rather as a part of a crackdown on terrorism. Still, it means that believers worship freely on Sunday morning. But please continue to pray for Christians in Pakistan. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So what if you could share the gospel just by cooking a meal? Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a cookbook that does just that. See, each recipe has a woman's faith story with it. So get yours free when you click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.